Our AccuWeather forecast says it'll be mainly cloudy today with a chance for occasional rain and a high near 72. Racine police continue investigating a late Sunday morning shooting incident that occurred in the vicinity of 6th and Jones Streets. Officers dispatched to a possible shooting victim, they found a 47-year-old man with a gunshot wound to the chest. Police Lieutenant Al Day says it evolved from a verbal argument with the suspect. Now, a neighborhood canvass led to a person of interest being taken into custody for questioning. Anybody, though, with information still has to contact Racine police directly or go anonymously through Crime Stoppers of Racine County. The owner of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Gannett Media, offering to buy the nation's third largest news publisher. Scott Carr has the story.
Tribune Publishing of Chicago, which owns the LA Times, the Chicago Tribune, and nine other dailies, announced last month it would reorganize, naming each of its newspaper's editors as dual editors-in-chief and publishers. It named a new CEO in February. Gannett Company, which owns USA Today and more than 100 other media properties, is offering about $388 million for Tribune, a 63% premium to Friday's closing on Tribune shares. The company's put the deal's total value at about $815 million, which includes about $390 million of outstanding debt. I'm Scott Carr.
Like most Wisconsinites with a payment plan on a house or a vehicle, Governor Scott Walker is slowly paying down his presidential debt. The latest campaign finance reports indicate the governor still owes about $950,000. It was $1.2 million at the end of last year, while the governor continues reaching out to donors to try to help pay down that debt. Vision 2050 is a plan for land use and transportation development in southeast Wisconsin to cover the next 35 years. And the final round of meetings begins at 5 o'clock this evening at Racine's Gateway Technical College. Ken Yonker, executive director of the Southeast Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission, says following the last of these meetings, the draft plan will then be finalized.
It then will be provided to the state and to local governments for their consideration for implementing the projects in the plan as we move forward towards the year 2050.
Tonight's open house in Racine going to be followed by a similar meeting tomorrow night at the Kenosha Gateway campus, also from 5 to 7 p.m. The final meeting is in Milwaukee next month. And just how hard does a dog have to work in order to live up to his reputation as man's best friend? Banner is a black lab as a service animal for a child who attends Open Wings. That's a private school in Kenosha that specializes in giving special needs kids a chance to reach their full potential. In addition to helping his assigned child, Banner has had also a positive impact on the rest of the school.
From what I understand, some children with autism, and autism has a wide spectrum of symptoms, but can get easily agitated, or things can make them frightened, or they just get very excited and can't settle in. And he is just part of the school.
That is Jean Preston, a Carthage College English professor whose granddaughter attends Open Wings. As a fundraiser for the school, Preston wrote a child's book that was inspired by the dog, Banner and the Butterfly. It's become a big hit. Banner now lending a paw, if you will, to promote sales. Enthusiastic readers at a recent book signing had Banner getting his paw print out of the copies. The book is available for purchase by contacting Open Wings. An investigation continues after an Illinois man died in a Kenosha County traffic accident over the weekend. The Sheriff's Department says 50-year-old Arthur Kraft of Spring Grove was killed after the pickup truck for his business failed to make a curve and went into a pond upside down near Fox River Road and County Highway W. Kraft was pulled from the wreckage by passersby, taken to St. Catherine's Medical Center, pronounced dead. Alcohol not a factor, according to a news release. Meanwhile, the Kenosha Sheriff's Office also says the death of a 52-year-old Illinois man, Brian Carney from Northfield, he was driving along the interstate. It was related to a medical emergency. Two semi-drivers followed a pickup truck with a man slumped over the wheel, holding back other motorists. The pickup eventually slowed to the point that one of the semi-drivers got out, ran over, stopped the vehicle, and with help from that other driver, removed the unresponsive man. They both began CPR until rescue arrived, but it was to no avail. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Department says one person was injured after a horse on which he was riding got hit by a car on a highway going over I-94 in the town of Milford. Three horseback riders were crossing that road when a car came by and struck one of the animals. The rider was taken by medical ambulance to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The horse, though, had to be put down. Organizational meetings coming up tonight for both the Racine and Kenosha Unified School Boards. In Racine, it's a new era. Candidates elected for numbered districts and a few new faces coming on board the group of nine. The agenda for the 5:30 meeting includes the election of officers. Pastor Melvin Hargrove, the past board president, was one of the incumbents defeated April 5th. In Kenosha, the school board will also pick a president and executive officers, and then it's a regular board meeting, the agenda to include an amended employee handbook. Kenosha teachers want the board to know, based on an email message, that waiting until next year on salary increases is not acceptable. Racine County District Attorney Rich Schepetti is going to be holding a press conference at the courthouse tomorrow afternoon. It'll be to discuss his plans for the upcoming November election. A notice indicates he'll be joined by Attorney General Brad Schimmel and members of the Racine County law enforcement community. The press conference follows word over the weekend that Racine Attorney Eugene Lofton of Lofton Legal Services will be seeking that job. The application window is open for any city of Racine attorney interested in the municipal judge position, which is going to become available soon. First name coming out is Racine Attorney Rebecca Mason. The UW Law School graduate is a private practice lawyer who specializes in estate planning and probate, public records and open meetings law, civil litigation, and advising small businesses and nonprofits. Mason also with connections to other parts of Racine, including the Board for United Way, the Zoological Society, and Small World Montessori School. Aside from being a licensed attorney and a city resident, the person eventually chosen by the Common Council has to be able to take over the job July 1st and hold it until an election next April. The term runs until the spring of 2018. The application deadline, 5 p.m. on May 6th. House Speaker Paul Ryan doing his best to stay away from the presidential politics dominating the news of late while continuing to point out issues of concern with the current administration and the GOP message. On WRJN's Community Conversations, the Janesville Republican believes it was a big mistake for the president to say that Britain ought to stay in the European Union.
Because it truly is a special relationship. And our relationship with England will be just as strong and deep and tied as if they stay or go, whether they leave or stay, regardless. And we should leave this up to the British people, and we should keep our nose out of their business, and I'll just leave it at that.
Congressman Ryan also saying that young people should learn the truth about what conservatives really believe, not the cartoon version, in his words. And the White House this morning hosting a press briefing ahead of Vice President Joe Biden and Dr. Jill Biden's visit to the Community College of Philadelphia. A discussion about the administration's continued efforts to make college more affordable, as well as provide education and skills opportunities. Among the participants at the briefing, Fisk Johnson of S.E. Johnson, a family company, and Pamela Zena Richards of Gateway Technical College. A tax assessment lawsuit settlement is one of the agenda items for the Racine Finance and Personnel Committee this evening. The panel's going to be told the city has to pay Target Corporation refunds for 2009 and 2010 tax years, along with associated cost and interest. It totals just over $62,000, which will be money out of the 2015 budget. In addition, though, a settlement agreement is recommended for partial refunds to cover 2011, 13, and 14 real estate taxes, the total just under $268,000, also to be coming out of the 2015 budget. The fiscal note says almost half the payment amounts will be charged back to the other taxing jurisdictions. Sturtevant's Village Board will have a special committee of the whole meeting tomorrow night. The agenda items include consideration of a contract for bus service with the Bell Urban System this year and beyond this year, discussion about closing TID number 3, and consideration of a contract for tax incremental services. Meanwhile, it appears former Village Board and Community Development member Mark Villopando is going to be getting back into local politics. The lifelong resident and member of the Racine Fire Department, according to Racine County Eye, is being recommended by Village President Steve Jansen to fill the rest of Chris Larson's term. Larson abruptly resigned a few months back. The term ends a year from now. A report by the Anne E. Casey Foundation finds that more than 5 million kids in this country have a parent serving or having served time in prison, and points out the devastating impact on the child and the family. Scott Spencer, the Associate Director for Advocacy and Influence, says state and local governments need to step in, not only provide support for such families, but focus on treatment rather than incarceration.
We may focus on the issue of changing incarceration laws. While we're doing that, we also look for ways to be supportive of the children and the families who are left behind during that incarceration period.
Wisconsin has some 88,000 children with a parent who has served time, according to that report. And U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch today calling on the nation's governors and the mayor of Washington, D.C., remove one of the hurdles for getting a state ID to anybody who has served their prison sentence. Former inmates leaving prison often find it impossible to apply for things like jobs, housing, or school. She indicates they should be able to get one by using the ID card they're issued in prison, along with their release papers. Governor Walker signing Senate Bill 455 into law this morning at the state capitol. It makes the fourth drunk driving offense a felony, regardless of when it was committed, and it increases the penalties for repeat drunk drivers. They're cheaper than a helicopter, but they still cost a lot. But yet, law enforcement agencies in southeast Wisconsin may give future consideration to the use of drones in some of their tactical operations. During the Mount Pleasant Parks Commission meeting last week, Police Chief Tim Zarzecki noted that drone operation by law enforcement requires not only a skill set, but also some piloting experience.
The problem is you have to have a pilot's license because it's considered for commercial use. But the state said that if they're law enforcement and they don't have a pilot's license, they haven't treaded there at all, but you're supposed to have a pilot's license.
He also suggested even some news media may try drones on a big story. He says, though, there's, like with helicopters, criteria that has to be followed.
Anytime there's any type of a news story that involves something that they want to do a news story on, it's a lot cheaper for them to put a drone up as well instead of a helicopter.
Sure.
That's a problem for us because sometimes they'll, you know, if you have a barricaded person, they're doing a live feed that the person that's barricaded can watch right on their TV in their house.
Zarzecki working now with Village Administrator Kurt Wallen on a draft ordinance about drones and village parks. Well, the Back from the Dead CVS proposal for Ohio Street and Washington Avenue in Racine back to the City Plan Commission for the agenda Wednesday, ordered returned by the Common Council weeks ago for reconsideration of rezoning and a public hearing. It is the last item on the agenda for the meeting, which begins at 4:15 Wednesday in Council Chambers. And WRJN News, proud to report, receiving 4 awards of merit in the recent 6-state Midwest Broadcast Journalists Association competition, named in honor of famed news reporter Eric Severide. In general reporting, our story, Tired Argument, was about a woman's dispute with the city of Racine over reuse of an old tire as a planter. In the hard feature category, Janet Hoff's story, The Other Joseph Campbell, was about a Vietnam War veteran. Child Singer honored in the soft feature category for an 8-year-old girl trying to make a TV competition. And in the spot news category, our compilation report, Casino Death Blow, the 4th of our second place awards. The Midwest Broadcast Journalists Association covers Wisconsin and 5 other states. Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.